For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest on this week's Century of Lies, Judge James P. Gray, the author of Why the Drug Laws Have Failed and What We Can Do About It, a judicial indictment of the war on drugs.
To repeal the excesses of the Patriot Act, which are just a direct frontal assault on our civil liberties. With regard to the war in Iraq, in my view, it was a mistake to go there. We cannot effectively occupy a country like Iraq. This is something that the world community has to do, and we will do more than our share of the world's responsibility, but to basically do it on our own and be the world's policeman flat out doesn't work and extends us beyond our capacities such that it's going to attack our own economy and it's not making us safer or more secure. So we're on the move. Libertarians are a party of the future. Maybe some of your listeners don't really know what libertarians stand for, but briefly they stand for three things. They stand for liberty, for our personal freedoms, which are under attack today by our own government. We stand for responsibility at all levels of society, starting at the top of government all the way down, the top of corporations all the way down, and of course individuals. I'm a judge, as you know, and I'm in the responsibility business, and that's what libertarians stand for as well. And the third thing is, of course, we need government, but the more local form of government that will get the job done, assuming that the individuals and liberty and freedoms can't do it, then it should be done by the school boards instead of the state or the federal government or the local communities instead of the federal government. You can look at our Constitution, which is obviously the most brilliant document ever written by man, and it sets forth what the powers should be of the federal government, and it's right. But that does not mean education or health care. The federal government has made a mess of our health care system, of our educational system. It's more the responsibility of the parents than the government, etc. So these are ideas that we bring. We're going to be successful eventually. It's just a question of when.
Just like with 9/11, just like with the fiasco in Iraq, and now most certainly with the horrors that continue in the Gulf Coast region, we have found the federal government incapable, incompetent, corrupt, and totally lacking in leadership. It's time for the states, it's time for the people to take back control of their lives. It's times like these that we must look for the next Huey Long. We must look for the next Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We must look for leadership. Who will choose to be our political party? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.